Interior Ministry spokesman Jawad Iqbal Chima says Pakistani troops are mobilizing and moving nationwide to provide security during the election. Chima says the soldiers will not be stationed at the more than 64,000 polling stations across Pakistan. He says local police will provide frontline security for voters on Election Day, February 18th.
All these arrangements have been made to ensure that people cast their vote without any fear in an environment of peace and order. Nobody would be allowed to disrupt the polling process or create any law and order situation. Anyone trying to hinder the process shall be dealt with very sternly.
The security situation in Pakistan has deteriorated significantly in recent months, with militants linked to the Taliban and Al-Qaeda carrying out suicide bombings against security forces and politicians. Former Prime Minister Benazir Bhutto was killed in a shooting and suicide bomb attack last December while leaving a campaign rally. There have been repeated suicide attacks since then, killing hundreds of people and raising fears the election will be marred by bloodshed. There are also concerns of a major outbreak of political violence if there are allegations of serious vote rigging by the government of President Pervez Musharraf. Interior Ministry spokesman Jawad Iqbal Chima says more than 1,000 international observers and journalists are coming to Pakistan for the election.
The government has made elaborate arrangements to facilitate the international observers and the media men to discharge their duties in a free manner without any hindrance. They are free to visit any area of their own choice, and the government would provide them the requisite security.
As troops deployed throughout Pakistan, authorities continued the search for the country's ambassador to Afghanistan. Tariq Azizuddin disappeared Monday in a tribal area plagued by bandits and militants. The ambassador was on his way from the northwestern Pakistani city of Peshawar to the Afghan capital Kabul when he vanished in Pakistan's Khyber tribal district. Pakistani authorities are reluctant to say if the diplomat has been kidnapped. Officials are refusing to comment on local news reports that militants have offered to release the envoy in exchange for Taliban commander Mullah Mansoor Dadullah, who was caught Monday by Pakistani paramilitary forces. Meanwhile, Pakistani police say two technicians from the country's Atomic Energy Commission have been kidnapped near the northwestern town of Dera Ismail Khan. Police say the men were conducting a geological survey when they and their driver were abducted at gunpoint. Meredith Buell, VOA News, Islamabad.